Discover how smartphone use affects children in this insightful account. Gen Z is the first generation to grow up always connected online. This has led to a big increase in mental health issues that need our immediate attention. Smartphones and social media affect the well-being of today's youth. Learn about the four main ways these technologies disrupt a healthy childhood: social deprivation, sleep deprivation, fragmented attention, and addiction. Gain insights into tackling this mental health crisis by understanding these impacts. You'll get practical steps for parents, caregivers, and concerned citizens to reduce harm and create positive environments for child development. Whether you're raising kids or worried about the future of our youth, you'll learn how to support the next generation with essential knowledge. Smartphones contribute to increasing mental health issues in kids and teens. In the early 2000s, preteens and adolescents had relatively stable mental health with no signs of an upcoming crisis. However, the following decade saw a dramatic increase in mental health problems among Generation Z children and teenagers. A U.S. National Survey on Drug Use and Health shows a dramatic rise in mental health issues since 2012. Reported cases of depression among girls have increased by 145%, while boys have seen a 161% increase. College students are also affected, with a 134% rise in anxiety, a 106% increase in depression, a 72% rise in ADHD, and a 57% increase in bipolar disorder diagnoses. This surge mainly affects the Gen Z demographic, with young millennials being the exception. Recent data shows troubling trends in youth mental health. Among girls, emergency room visits for self-harm have skyrocketed by 188% since 2010, and suicide rates have jumped by 167%. Boys are also seeing significant increases, with self-harm ER visits up by 48% and suicide rates by 91%. These statistics reveal a growing crisis that demands urgent attention. Impact of smartphones on Gen Z mental health. The significant change in Gen Z's mental health could be largely attributed to the widespread use of smartphones. Since their introduction in 2007 and subsequent popularity in the 2010s, smartphones have greatly influenced how young people interact and connect with the world. This shift in social behavior has had profound effects on adolescent mental well-being. Research suggests that adolescents who used the internet in the 1990s and early 2000s were generally happier than older generations. However, this changed drastically with the rise of smartphones. These devices allow teens to stay connected online, no matter where they were. By 2016, nearly 8 out of 10 teens and over a quarter of kids aged 8 to 12 had a smartphone. A 2022 study by Pew found that 46% of teens say they're online almost constantly, marking a significant shift in how young people interact with technology. The impact of constant online connectivity on Gen Z's mental health. The shift in childhood and teenage social lives, known as the Great Rewiring of Childhood, has seriously affected Gen Z's mental health. With constant access to social media, video games, and the internet, these teens are more anxious, depressed, and suicidal than any generation before them. This trend isn't just in the U.S. Studies in Canada, the UK, and Nordic countries show similar problems, making this a global issue. Beyond concerns like anxiety over issues such as climate change, the widespread use of smartphones and the resulting shifts in social interactions are the main reasons behind the increasing mental health issues among Gen Z. To address this serious problem effectively, we must gain a better understanding of how technology, socializing, and the development of teenagers are interconnected. Active play, not screens, supports kids' healthy growth. The rise of smartphones has significantly affected the mental health of children and teenagers. It's not just about what they can do with smartphones, like using social media, filters, and addictive games, but also about what they lose by spending so much time on them. Traditional childhood play has suffered because of smartphones, which has seriously affected Generation Z's well-being. Humans have a longer childhood compared to other mammals for a significant reason. This extended period allows our brains to undergo a crucial process called synaptic pruning. Here, the brain strengthens connections that are frequently used while eliminating those that are less used. This process is vital for forming patterns and habits essential for our development and survival. These abilities develop through three main ways: playing freely, paying close attention, and learning from others. However, smartphones have led children into a virtual world that makes it difficult for them to fully engage in these critical activities. Structured versus unstructured play in child development. Playing freely helps children learn to work together, assess risks, make friends, and use their imagination. In contrast, a childhood dominated by phones is highly organized. Teams of experts design its content and interactions. This controlled virtual world can't provide the same chances for growth as the open physical world of free play. Connecting with others, known as attunement, plays a crucial role in how children grow. From a young age, they learn to understand emotions, take turns, and make friends through talking and playing with their caregivers and peers. These interactions help kids learn how to control their feelings and get along with others. In 2014, one study found that a third of preteen girls spend about 20 hours each week on social media, which could mean they're missing out on important chances to connect with people in person. Impact of social media on social learning. Smartphones and social media have changed how kids and teens learn from others. They can see what gets liked and shared, influencing what they think is cool or worth copying. This turbocharges their ability to learn from role models, but it comes with risks. Not all influencers show good behavior or realistic values. Some set standards that are too high or promote things that aren't healthy. So, while social media expands who kids can learn from, it's important to choose role models wisely. In recent years, parents have been focused on shielding children from dangers like traffic accidents and predators. But what about safeguarding them from the impact of smartphones and social media? The importance of risk and real-world challenges for child development. Limiting children's exposure to physical risks can hinder their growth in resilience and independence. Risky play is crucial for learning problem-solving and building confidence. Facing boredom and frustration regularly helps in developing emotional strength. However, while we've focused on physical safety, we've overlooked protecting children from the dangers of constant social media access, photo filters, and addictive games. The smartphone has changed how kids grow up, taking away important experiences like playing freely, learning naturally with others, and understanding the mind. This change has led to more Generation Z youth struggling with depression, anxiety, and self-harm. To tackle this crisis effectively, we need to grasp how technology, social interactions, and child growth are interconnected. This is our next focus. Smartphones harm children's health through sleep loss and attention problems. Smartphones harm kids' health by sleep and attention. The shift from flip phones to smartphones in the late 2000s and early 2010s has significantly changed how kids grow up. Here, we'll discuss four main ways smartphones have harmed young people's mental health. First, social interaction among children has drastically decreased since 2009. Instead of playing together in person, kids and teens are spending more time glued to their phones, even when they are together. This habit isn't just affecting friendships, but also family life. A study found that 62% of kids aged 6 to 12 feel their parents are more focused on their smartphones than on talking to them. This shift is altering how children learn to socialize and connect with others, highlighting the growing impact of technology on everyday interactions. Second, teenagers have always struggled to wake up on time for school, and smartphones have made this even harder. Using phones late at night messes up their sleep patterns. A study of 36 research papers found a clear link between smartphone use and sleep problems in teens. Not getting enough sleep can lead to more feelings of sadness, worry, anger, and trouble controlling impulses. Third, smartphones are designed to constantly grab our attention. On average, teens get 11 notifications every hour they're awake, with heavy users possibly receiving one notification every minute. These notifications trigger a rush of dopamine, making it hard for teens to stay focused on what they're doing. Even just having a phone nearby can make it tough for teens to concentrate on tasks. This constant access to smartphones during a crucial time of brain development might mean some teens never fully learn how to focus deeply or think carefully. It's no surprise that more teens are being diagnosed with ADHD, as studies show that people with ADHD often spend a lot of time online and on their phones. Finally, smartphones and their apps are intentionally designed to be addictive, especially for young people whose brains are still developing. They use clever methods to create habits, like triggering notifications that promise unpredictable rewards such as likes or comments. This unpredictability makes users crave these rewards even when they're not prompted. The rush of dopamine users feel when they engage feeds their addiction, but when they can't satisfy it, they experience withdrawal symptoms like bad moods, irritability, trouble sleeping, and anxiety. Smartphones are causing serious problems for kids and teens. They're losing out on social time, sleep, focus, and even getting hooked on them. This is leading to more mental health issues in young people. Limit smartphone and social media drawbacks effectively. Many adults who oversee children and teens are well aware of how smartphones harm their mental and social well-being. The key question now is, how can we fix this and help young people grow up healthy in the digital age? Achieving lasting positive change requires societal shifts. In the United States, governments have adopted a paradoxical approach to safeguarding children. They vigorously enforce vague laws against child neglect to shield them physically, but overlook their protection in the digital world. Governments should act decisively to address this issue. They could pass laws that make online companies, like social media and gaming platforms, take extra care of young users. One idea is to raise the internet adulthood age to 16 to protect teenagers better. Also, schools could give more time for play and breaks, and laws could allow parents to let kids play unsupervised. Tech companies, known for their creativity in making addictive products, should now focus on keeping children safe online. They can create better ways to check ages and give parents more control over what kids see and do on devices. Protect children and promoting healthy development. Although big changes are needed, they might take a while. Meanwhile, parents and caregivers can do things to keep kids safe and help them grow up healthy. Children of all ages benefit from less screen time and more real-world engagement. For kids aged 0 to 5, parents need to limit screen use and encourage free, unstructured playtime. Playing with parents is great for bonding and learning, but kids also need to play with peers of different ages to develop social and problem-solving skills. As kids start elementary school, parents need to support their independence. They can encourage walking to school or local shops alone. After school, it's best to keep time mostly free for play without strict schedules. Families can work together to create safe areas where children can play freely, with limits set on screen time. For instance, no more than 2 hours a day. Parents can use strong controls and filters on all devices at home to manage what kids can access online. Develop independence. For preteens and teens, it's important to build skills and confidence by learning things like biking or using public transport, taking on more responsibilities at home like cooking, and having real-life experiences like part-time jobs or camping with friends. Around the age of 16, parents can think about giving their children a smartphone and letting them use social media, but they should still set rules about screen time and watch for any problems with addiction or how they feel. Children need to develop independence and competence both online and offline. Parents and caregivers must find a balance between how much freedom kids have on their phones and in real life. This balance helps reduce the negative effects of too much smartphone use and supports kids in becoming healthier and happier individuals. Key points. 1. Social media and constant connectivity disrupt sleep, attention, and social skills. 2. Unstructured play and facing real-world challenges are vital for child development. 3. Governments and tech companies should enhance protections for young internet users. 4. Parents can support healthy screen time habits and promote real-world activities. 5. Balancing independence in both digital and offline activities is crucial. 6. Understanding and addressing technology's impact on youth mental health is crucial.